Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office with this week's winner, Wilson Elser. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host for the proceedings, along with my buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our great engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. We bring lunch from up to 25 people. Flowers from Joseph Richard Florals, our Grey Rock florist. Chocolates from Chocolations. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater. A 2-hour massage chair from Oasis Day Spa. A fruit bouquet from Edible in Eastchester. Your choice of selected games from PM Amusements. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. A visit from Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. And a great introductory offer for Shark's on-hold messaging service as well. And, of course, we'll be getting to our first guest in just a moment. But Mixmaster Matt has this question for you.
Do you love your office, Jim? I mean, really, love your office?
Well, how would you like to enter this wonderful contest? It's so easy. Here's what you do. All you do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon. You click it and enter all your office information. And just like that, you're in it to win it with those wonderful prizes. Well, yes, we are broadcasting live here from Wilson Elser. This is the White Plains location where it's located. Now, Wilson Elser has been around for nearly 40 years, but this particular office where we're broadcasting from has been around since 1990, a little more than 25 years ago, and has more than 100 attorneys, 300 in staff in all. And while they are a local firm, they certainly do serve their clients globally here. And our first guest joining us today, she's been here for 12 years. She is the office administrator. We're happy to have with us Rima Altshuler. Rima, good to have you with us here today. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you to Westchester Talk Radio for coming and having lunch brought in and having us participate in this great event for I Love My Office.
That's our pleasure. Well, tell us why you love your office. That's a question we ask all of our guests. What do you love most about working here since you've been 12 years?
I love the office. I love the firm. I've been here for 12 years, absolutely. I think I've done a little bit of everything here over the course of the 12 years that I've been here. I started out as a legal secretary, and now here I am in the big office administrator chair. So we have a diverse group of people that work here. We have people that have worked here for a month, for a week, for 12 years, for 40 years, for 25 years. They do a little bit of everything for everybody, and we hope that the clients see that accordingly. So,
tell me specifically about what your role is and what you do as an administrator.
That's a good question. I don't really know that I can really answer it in a good short answer, but operations management, I guess, would be the professional way to describe what I do. Day-to-day running the office, making sure that folks like you, if you want to come, have everything that you need when you show up, and then also obviously making sure that our clients are serviced and have all of the things that they need in terms of being able to deal with our attorneys and our staff alike.
Well, you have a wide range of services. I mean, whatever really the client needs, from litigation, you have bankruptcy, energy, environmental. There's so many services listed on there for your clients.
Yes, and our services are spread out across 36 offices in the USA. So in the New York area alone, we have four different offices. We have an office here in White Plains. We have an office in Manhattan. We have an office in Stamford, Connecticut, and Florham Park, New Jersey, which is also the home of the New York Jets, for what that's worth. And then across the country, depending on every major market you could think of, we have an office and then some. And those attorneys handle those clients both locally and nationally.
I don't know if you're able to answer this question, but what sets Wilson Elser apart from other law firms, as you said?
Well, I think it's our breadth and our knowledge and our ability to have the national presence, right? 35 office, an office actually also in London as well. That allows us to really be able to contact and work with people across different services, industries, business types. And so we have specialists in all sorts of areas of the law in each of the different offices and markets. And so you pick up the phone, you call our office, and most likely we'll be able to help you in one capacity or another. Maybe not necessarily out of the White Plains office, but certainly out of the other offices across the country. It doesn't matter where you call.
Yeah, your clientele certainly stretches well beyond the borders of here in Westchester. It goes much further than that.
Absolutely. Nationally, as far as Hawaii, frankly, we have attorneys that practice in Canada as well, and across the world, frankly. So it's just a matter of you bring us the case that you want us to take care of and handle, and we'll find a way to have an attorney help you.
Now, you told us that before we went on the air that you were responsible for a lot of the hiring of these employees,
yeah.
Yes?
Yep. One of my human resources responsibilities, for better way of putting it, is the hiring and recruiting of our support staff. So I routinely work with our HR department to make sure that we hire secretaries, paralegals, legal staff assistants, our all sorts of various levels of our support staff, yes.
What are the most frequently asked questions that you get from potential clients here, or perhaps potential employees when they come here for the first time?
Really diverse line of questioning. I get questions about what our corporate culture is. I get questions about what our options are for promotion or moving up in the company. And that's always a cool question to answer, because I feel like I can answer that question probably better than anybody, because I started out in a different position and then managed to progress within the firm in various other roles. And then I get questions about what kind of law we practice and how many people we have and where we have people and can they move from office to office. I get that transfer question a lot, actually. Mm-hmm.
So are you always looking for potential candidates?
Absolutely. All you have to do is check out our website, where there's always an opportunity available. You just have to apply and come meet me.
And if you're a potential client, what can they do? What are your office hours? What number should they call? Should they go to the website? What's the best way?
Honestly, you can contact us in a variety of ways. We have a website. Our website address is www.wilsonelser.com. You can also contact any of our main numbers for any of our offices, and you can reach a specific contact number and office location if you go on our website. You can also find us through Google searches and LinkedIn and stuff like that. Our White Plains office, our Manhattan offices, serve as really the switchboard, I'd say, for the firm. But honestly, you could call any office across the country, and you will get somebody to talk to.
That's great, wherever you're from. Well, Rima, it's great having you with us here. Congratulations to all of your staff. Hope you enjoy all the prizes. And again, congratulations on winning I Love My Office this
Thanks
week.
Thanks to Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, Rima. Rima Altschuler, ladies and gentlemen, she's the office administrator with Wilson Elser. We're at their White Plains location. Again, this office has been around more than a quarter century, but Wilson Elser itself has been around for nearly 40 years, and they do a great job. If you're just tuning in, this is I Love My Office, and this is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield. Yes, we are produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for this short break, and we'll have more of I Love My Office in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live today from the offices of Wilson Elser. This is their White Plains location here in Westchester County. This is I Love My Office, and yes, Wilson Elser is our winning office for the week. Congratulations to them. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my buddy, the mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, the fantastic engineer. Just want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. Now, don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can certainly follow us on Instagram. Yes, you can. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. And yes, Wilson Elser is the winning office for this contest this week. Some beautiful prizes we have here. We have some flowers from our good friends at Grey Rock Florists. We have assortments of chocolates from Chocolations. Lunch has just been brought in from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. Just a small sample size of the wonderful prizes you can win, not to mention, oh, by the way, a live broadcast, which is what we're doing right now. And our latest guest joining us with this winning office, we have Cindy Powers, and she is the executive assistant. But more importantly, she has been here really since the very beginning, nearly 40 years ago, as of this month. You know, you told me September 19th, before it was Wilson Elser. Well, first of all, congratulations to all of you winning I Love My Office. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the beginning when you first joined this firm. I mean, it's a really good story.
I was 17, right out of business school, and I went on an interview to the New York office and met one of the attorneys there, and he hired me on the spot, and I've been here ever since.
Were you interested in learning about the law? Is that how you got in?
No. When I graduated business school, I said two things. I don't want to work in New York City, and I don't want to work for a lawyer.
But you started in New York City.
But I started. This is my first job.
Would you say it was kind of a happy accident in a way?
I guess it was, yeah.
Yeah? So, I mean, like, 40 years, it seemed like it's gone by pretty quickly. I mean, you've literally have grown with the company from the very start.
I have. And it does seem like it went real quick. I mean, it seems like just yesterday I started, but...
What do you love most about working here? I mean, to work here nearly 40 years, you must love being here.
I love the people, and I like the work that I do. I've moved up. I was a legal secretary when I first started. I now work for the managing partner of the firm, the general counsel of the firm, two equity partners, and two associates.
As the executive assistant, what's it like on a daily basis as far as your role here? Let's describe that a little bit.
I do everything. I mean, I do all the administrative work for him. I work with all the offices. I work with all the office administrators. I work with all the equity partners. We have an annual partners meeting every year that I go to in Orlando and work with the 300 to 400 attorneys that we have going down there. So it's a lot of work every day.
So you're not in touch with the people in this particular location? I mean, really, all over the country?
All over the country I work. Yeah, I work for the executive committee of the firm when they're in town or when they're traveling. I do whatever's asked of me.
And whatever the role is, what they have to do, like, let's say, for any arrangements you have to make in terms of, let's say, visits here or maybe traveling, whatever that might be?
Right. I have to do their travel. I have to have them picked up at the airport. I do dinner arrangements. I do, you know, set up the meetings, any handouts that there are.
Yes, it could be just about everything as an executive assistant, travel agent, you name it. You're pretty much doing it all, very hands-on, right?
Yes, all the time, every day.
Yeah. And what are some of the feedback that you get from clients or, let's say, attorneys as you talk with them? Any questions about maybe what Wilson Elser is all about? Because it's been here for close to 40 years. It really stands out. What are some of the frequent questions they ask of you?
Well, I don't really deal with clients all that much because I'm on the administrative side. So, but just attorneys, they know that they can call me and I will get them whatever they need or do whatever they need and give them any information I can.
Yeah, because you have a wide range of services. We described a few of them at the very top of the show, from litigation to environmental. I mean, it's all on there, whether you're an individual or a big company, right? It can serve anybody.
Yes, we do serve anybody. We're one of the largest insurance defense firms in the country.
Yeah. Is it that way from the very beginning when
yes,
you first started?
Yes, it's always been that way.
It has. So it's that tradition that you have here, that those services that people rely on, and, you know, they can come to you if you have any questions, if there's a certain issue that they need to have litigated. It should be on that list, right?
Right. When a call comes in, if somebody, you know, gets the call and they don't know what to do with it, they send it to me and I pretty well know where it should go or who it should go to and how to deal with the client. You know, I'll take a message, get somebody to call them back right away or, you know, I'll help them as much as I can.
Is it safe to say as an executive assistant, so you're kind of a gatekeeper for this operation?
Yeah, I guess you would say that.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants more information, there's several ways they can get in touch, certainly with this office or nationwide. They can go to the website, WilsonElser.com.
Yes, www.WilsonElser.com. All our information is on there. All our offices are listed. Our attorneys are listed. Our practice areas. So they can go on there and get any information they need.
How about your daily hours during the week? What are the office hours here, if I may ask?
Well, the office hours vary, obviously, in all the offices. Mostly here it's 9 to 5, but we have people here, you know, till 6, 7 o'clock at night. So they can call at any time.
Anytime. So even if it's after 5 o'clock, if they need to get in touch, somebody will by chance pick up the phone.
Right, right. Or they can leave a message and somebody will call them back right away.
Excellent. Cindy Powers, executive assistant, again, has been with Wilson Elser for close to 40 years. Thanks for joining us. Again, congratulations to all of you. Well-deserved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Cindy. Cindy Powers, executive assistant with Wilson Elser at their White Plains location. They've been here, this particular office, for more than 25 years. The company itself, the law firm itself, just about 40 years as of this month, September 19th, to be exact. This is I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to take this short break. Back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from White Plains here at the offices of Wilson Elser, the White Plains location. They are this week's winners of I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And now we have with us as our next guest, I'm pleased to have alongside me here, we have Allison Holubis. Is that right? That's how you pronounce it?
That's correct.
She has been here for 6 years. She's an assistant associate attorney, attorney at law. And first of all, congratulations to you and the entire staff on winning I Love My Office. Have you been enjoying some of the prizes that we have on display here?
Absolutely. They're sitting right behind a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
Yes, that bouquet of flowers coming from Grey Rock Florist. We have the assortment of chocolates from Chocolations from Amerinac, and Mary there from Oasis Day Spa giving those free massages. I've had a couple myself. She does a fantastic job. And of course, maybe we mentioned lunch from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina here in White Plains, sandwiches for everybody. So it's a great assortment. That's just the very beginning.
Thanks so much for coming here and providing us with this.
Oh, I really appreciate your feeling that way. Now let's talk about you. 6 years you've been practicing here at this location in White Plains. Before that, the year before the 6 years, you were in law school.
Correct.
Where did you go?
I went to Cardozo School of Law in New York City. And during my final summer of law school, I started working here as a law clerk. And I actually stayed on part-time during my final year of law school. Then took the bar exam and started full-time as an attorney in 2012.
And here you are 6 years later. So why do you love working here? We ask this question of all of our guests. Why do you love working at this office?
Wilson Elser has a great intellectually stimulating atmosphere, and it's a very collegial place to be every day.
It's a family atmosphere, that culture, that company culture that they have here. That's what I found out from one of our earlier guests today.
Absolutely.
The 6 years, I'm sure it's gone by pretty quickly, but tell us specifically what you deal with on a daily basis as an associate attorney.
Sure. I work on the municipal practice team, and that just basically means that our clients are local municipalities. We handle a variety of matters for these municipalities, anything ranging from civil rights claims to labor and employment matters.
Are we talking about any town in the country or just locally here for you?
Well, in White Plains, we deal with a lot of local counties, towns, cities, villages. But throughout the country, our Wilson Elser is capable of providing these kinds of services elsewhere.
So let's get more into some of the issues that you deal with. I mean, they're various and sundry, but let's talk about that because you've been dealing with it for basically just about 6 years now. So, I mean, any one issue that's come up more frequently than others?
Sure. We deal with employment discrimination claims. We also deal with civil rights matters from persons who are alleging that they were unlawfully arrested or subject to excessive force. Those are just a few of the specialties that my team works with.
and as associate attorney. So you answer to anyone in particular in your role there?
Sure, yes. I work particularly for two partners here, John Flannery and Peter Mizells. They've been doing this for quite a long time and are very experienced in their field.
So again, you're part of what's called the Municipal Practice Team.
Yes.
Now that's specifically at this office right here that team is located?
Yes, but in our other offices, there are other teams who provide these same kinds of services.
Is that common among all law firms or this particular one here?
Well, I think, you know, Wilson Elster is very unique in that we have such a great national presence. And I believe, as Rima had said earlier, many clients can come in and we will certainly be able to find an attorney who is very well qualified to handle any of your legal needs.
Yeah, well, list some of them, those who are interested here. I mean, litigation is certainly one of them. It's a laundry list of things, whatever your needs are. Construction, crisis management is listed, energy, environmental. I think you talked a little bit about that. Hospitality, mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical and medical devices. So you kind of get into the healthcare area as well, too, because that's been in the news a lot.
Sure, a bit, yes. And our Wilson Elster has a great healthcare team here that is, you know, always on the cutting edge of the legal issues that are arising.
Now, what specifically do you deal with that? I mean, pharmaceutical, are we talking about pharmaceutical companies? Any disputes? What really does that involve?
That's not my area of expertise.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that that's something that's coming about now, and I'm sure as one of the other persons who may be coming up here shortly will be able to tell you a little bit more about our very experienced medical malpractice team.
So what kind of feedback do you get from your clients that work with you?
They're generally really happy with the work that we provide. We always strive to give them the best results that we can. We're always available for whatever they may need, and we're willing to do. We always want to take on our clients' needs at the best possible result that we can get for them.
All right. Well, if anybody is interested in your services, there are many ways that they can do that.
Sure.
One is to go to the website. That really is a good place to start, right?
Absolutely. You can see all of the range of services that Wilson Elster provides. You can also look up individual practice teams that may be of interest to you to see which attorneys there can help you out.
And if they want to contact you individually, they can do that too, right?
Absolutely. All of my information's on the website.
Great. Allison Halubas, Associate Attorney, thank you so much for joining us. And again, congratulations to all of you on winning I Love My Office.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate it. Allison Halubas, ladies and gentlemen, Associate Attorney. She's been here for 6 years at the White Plains location. The location itself, this office, has been around for more than 25 years. Wilson Elster itself, which was under another name, has been here close to 40 years. It will celebrate 40 as of September the 19th. This is Westchester Talk Radio. You're listening to I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to take this short break and be back with more in just a moment.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the White Plains offices of Wilson Elster. That's a law firm here in Westchester County. They have several offices located all over the country, and they are this week's winners of I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, and my buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Macain, the great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. And as I look around here before we introduce our next guest, we have an assortment of prizes here that have been brought to this office. We have a bouquet of flowers on the table here from our friends at Grey Rock Florists. We have an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck, PM Amusement stopping by with one of their special games that they can play. And, of course, lunch being provided by Sundance Kitchen and Cantina of White Plains. That's just a host of prizes. There's so much more, too, as well. Now I'm going to bring in my next guest representing this winning office. Her name is Christine Alexander. And she is a paralegal in the medical malpractice department. She's been here 3 years now. Christine, congratulations to all of you, and good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Why do you love working here at this office? You've been here now for 3 years. What do you love most about it?
Well, everyone here is extremely hardworking and extremely passionate about what they do. So when you work with a great group of people that are all on the same page and are all really driven, it just makes it that much easier to get everything done.
Yeah, it's really a family atmosphere of the culture. That's what I've heard about here.
It is, yes.
Yeah. So before you got here, what were you doing before you came to Wilson Elser? Was this the first job that you had?
Pretty much, yes. I had just graduated from college. I was doing paralegal work part-time for a few years while I was in college. And I've always seen the name Wilson Elser and knew that they did great work. So I kind of knew that I really wanted to work here when I was looking for full-time jobs.
Again, Wilson Elser, it was under another name, but it's been here close to 40 years. It will be 40 as of this month. This office, more than 25 years. So they certainly have established quite a reputation. So specifically, in the medical malpractice department, what specifically do you deal with on a daily basis?
We get many different kinds of cases. We represent a bunch of different hospitals, medical groups, and even small doctor's offices throughout the state and this region. And each case is pretty different, but the second we get a case, we always research it, and we take them all throughout settlement and trial.
So we have here on the list of services that you offer, managed care litigation and compliance. Is that something that you deal with?
Yes.
And else we touched on it with our other guests. Again, pharmaceutical and medical devices is something else. I don't know if you deal with that at all. But again, healthcare is something, it's in the news a lot. I mean,
there's a lot
we hear about, you know, with pharmaceutical companies and hospitals and consolidation. You deal with a lot of that, right?
Right. I mostly deal with the hospital cases, but even our offices in the city, they deal with some of the other medical devices and pharmaceutical areas.
Are the cases that you deal with, are we talking locally here, or do you go beyond the borders of Westchester, what you do?
We go all the way down to the city, the Bronx, Westchester, Putnam, and sometimes further upstate. So we have clients everywhere.
And what kind of feedback do you get from those clients working closely with you and Wilson Elser?
Well, we've worked with the same clients for as long as I've been here. I've pretty much worked with the same clients, and we have great relationships with them. They're always happy with our results. We have great communication, so it's pretty great.
Well, somewhere, I mean, the fact that it's been just about 40 years, I mean, there's a trust element somewhere. They do entrust their needs, whatever they are, to this particular firm. They have offices all over the country, and they don't just work with Westchester. I mean, it's all over the country and really even globally, too.
Correct.
Yeah. So again, you're dealing basically, you know, with a hospital. So any particular cases that have been interesting that you want to share? I mean, in the 3 years that you've been in this job?
Well, every case is really different. And when you've been in this field for long enough, you know that because of HIPAA, you can't really give out too many specific details because the doctors and hospitals themselves, they want to protect the patients. That's their job. And they work really hard. So we're going to work just as hard to make sure that they're being treated fairly.
Yeah, that doctor-patient relationship is so critical. But in this post-Obamacare environment, I mean, it's very complicated, I'm sure, for the clients. And maybe you help kind of guide them through the process, if you will, if there is an issue or a dispute that comes up.
Right. Even if it's not the details of the specific cases, our doctors can always reach out to us if they have personal issues. Our attorneys are always willing to help them.
So do you deal with any individuals at all, or just the hospitals, basically?
A majority of the work is through hospitals. We do have a few specific doctors in the area that, you know, we're always willing to help.
Well, again, if anybody would like more information about Wilson Elser, again, we can give them the website information. It's very simple. It's www.wilsonelser.com, right?
Yes.
And they can call, certainly, more than 9 to 5. They can even call after 5 o'clock during the week if they have any questions as well, right?
Yeah, call or email.
Either way. Christine Alexander, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you. Continued success to you and everybody here. And congratulations on winning I Love My Office.
Okay, thank you.
Christine Alexander, ladies and gentlemen, again, a paralegal in the medical malpractice department. She's been here for 3 years now in White Plains. This is I Love My Office, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for this short break and return right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler. Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the offices in White Plains of Wilson Elser, and they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, and my good buddy, my partner, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our fantastic engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Now, I'm pleased to bring in our very next guest representing this winning office. We have Eric Rosario, and he is Senior Desktop Analyst in the IT department here at the office. 10 years you've been here with the firm. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations to all of you on winning I Love My Office.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure having you guys and learning a little bit about the firm. Good exposure for us.
And you're enjoying some of the prices that we have here on display, too. There's an assortment of so many good things here.
Absolutely. The food, the flower arrangement, the massages. So,
have you had a chance to get one of those massages?
Not yet. After the interview.
And Mary does a fantastic job. I've had it twice. She's fantastic at what she does. But let's get in more to what you do, Erica. 10 years. What do you love most about working here at Wilson Elser in White Plains?
I think the culture. The people that we work with, everybody seems to come in every morning friendly, willing to work, and you can always, you speak to everyone, and it feels like everyone is just ready to work and enjoying what they do and coming to work. So I think that says a lot about the firm.
So does it feel more like you're working with associates, like everybody's approachable? Let's say if you have a particular question in mind, or maybe they have a question for you, maybe they might be able to answer.
Absolutely. We work with a wide range of people from different backgrounds, IT, legal, a lot of people who are familiar with the medical field. Sometimes, you have a question, personal questions, and you can always count on, any of your colleagues, and you can ask them any questions, and you know that you're going to get the right help.
Well, let's get more into the specifics about what you do, because you're on the tech side of things. Again,
correct.
He's the senior desktop analyst, and you've been doing that for all 10 years you've been here?
That's correct.
All right, so what do you do on a daily basis?
Well, I have a wide range of responsibilities, ranging from, video conferencing, troubleshooting hardware, software problems, network problems. We help not only the White Plains office, but we also provide support for the all the regional offices nationwide. So it's not only here in White Plains, so we also support the other offices. So it's a wide range of responsibilities. I mean, our responsibilities can be anything from disconnecting a cable to setting up a complex video conference with an outside client somewhere in Europe, in London, or something like that.
Is video conferencing something you deal with most often on a daily basis?
It's one of the things that we deal mostly on a daily basis. But for the most part, our main job is to make sure that everyone has all the tools they need to work on a daily basis from an IT perspective.
So you really are the first line of defense, let's say, if anything should come up as far as technically, you have to troubleshoot the problem. That's really part of your job, right?
Well, we do have a help desk. They're based out of New York, and they're the first line of defense. And anything that they can handle, then it gets escalated to us.
So, in other words, they assist you. It's not the other way around. Let's say if there's a problem here at the White Plains office, it starts with the city, and then I guess they come back to you, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. It seems to be a pretty well run. I mean, you haven't had too many issues with technical error.
No, and we have run like a pretty well oiled machine. We have a good structure in the IT department. We have good people working there, and my managers are good people. I can call them and speak to them person to person, and know that I will get the right help.
Well, we hear a lot about cybersecurity. Is that something New York kind of handles? Let's say it starts with them. Let's say if there's an issue, let's say with email, if there's, let's say, some phishing going on, things like that, right?
I think we all at some point are involved in cybersecurity. I mean, you know, we all work, you know, based out of emails most of the time. So so one of the things that we try to do is try to get our users educated properly so that they know what kind of risks are out there, you know, especially via email, which is the main type of communication between us and the outside world. So I think it starts with us, but I think we try to, you know, educate our users on what type of risks are out there.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly doesn't just, it's not speaking directly to say, your employees or really anybody. I mean, they really have to be proactive in this high-tech environment, watching out for any fraudulent emails or phishing, whatever that may be. You really have to stay on top of those things. And it doesn't matter what device you're on. I mean, whether it's a desktop or a cell phone, I mean, you have to watch out for that.
Absolutely. And we try to establish a good communication system where we, you know, anything that comes up in the technology world, and as you know, it you know, there's always something new every second. So we try to communicate to our users, and so we have a good communication system where we send out, you know, periodic emails letting them know, you know, what kind of risks are out there and what preventive measures they can take.
And as a senior desktop analyst, I mean, technology is evolving very quickly. You have to keep up with that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one thing that our department prides on. We always try to stay on top of technology, make sure that we stay current, and you know, and that way we can also help the business grow from a technology perspective.
Well, that really illustrates, again, just how important your job is. It's not just the attorneys and the support staff. I mean, you're just as important as the next person here.
Absolutely.
You're kind of the engine that runs it, right?
I wouldn't say that, but I'm part of it.
Okay. Eric Rosario, Senior Desktop Analyst with Wilson Elster White Plains, 10 years. Wow, that's remarkable. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on winning I Love My Office.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
We appreciate it. Thanks. Eric Rosario, ladies and gentlemen, again, 10 years as Senior Desktop Analyst with Wilson Elster. Again, we're at their White Plains location. This particular office has been around for more than 25 years. The firm itself, 40 years as of September 19th. So they really have just been around a long time. They've done a great job and still do. This is I Love My Office and Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleafield. We're produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for the short break. More of I Love My Office in just a moment.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleafield. I'm your host, along with my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty the K. Matt Cain, our great engineer. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And those of you who are tuning in with us today, I hope you've been with us here. And we have some wonderful prizes on display for I Love My Office. We have an assortment of flowers, a bouquet of flowers from our friends at Grey Rock Florist. We have chocolates from Chocolations and Mamaroneck. Our friend Mary over there from Oasis Day Spa giving out free massages. And, of course, how about lunch from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, just to name a few. Just some really great prizes. And, of course, the live broadcast we're doing here from your office, that's all part of it. And joining us right now, representing the winning office, we have the billing manager with the White Plains office of Wilson Elser. Her name is Camille Brown-Murray. And, Camille, first of all, congratulations to all of you on winning our contest.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You've been here now 9 years, so really almost a decade that you've been here at this office.
Yes, that's correct.
Why do you love working here?
I love working here because of the people. The people on a whole, they're friendly. It's a nice environment to work with. And not only that, we are like a family-oriented company. So that's one of my reasons for being here 9 years.
Now, as the billing manager, so certainly you deal a lot with the finances, the billing with clients, not just locally here, but all over the country and even globally too, right? So you really have a busy job.
That's correct. Our billing team is in charge of the billing for the entire Wilson Elser firm globally. We generate the bills or the invoices, as we call it, for the entire Wilson Elser firm, whether it be in the Orlando office or in the London office. All of that is centralized into our billing department, which is right here in White Plains.
So specifically, like when you're, who are you actually billing? Is it clients? Is it attorneys involved in this? Where do you actually get in touch with?
Oh, we deal directly with the attorneys. So we handle the billing for the attorney. So what our office do is to generate the invoices that goes directly to that get billed to the clients.
Okay, so you go to the attorneys, I mean, whatever fee it is they charge, you bill them for it, and
that
eventually gets passed down to the client, and they have to pay, obviously.
That is correct.
Yeah, so that's kind of like, it's a very busy job, because you have so many offices that you're dealing with across the country and globally. How do you keep up with that on a daily basis? I'm sure it's got to be very hectic doing that, but again, you've been doing this now for 9 years. You were well prepared for it. Talk us about that.
It's funny, because I started here as a billing coordinator when I just started, and then I move on to becoming the supervisor for my department, and now I'm the manager for my department. That is because I have an amazing team of people that I work with, and that makes my life a little bit easier. My supervisor, which is coming up next, she is an amazing person to work with. She's my right hand, and that helps out a lot, and that's what makes our team a robust team to go on and able to do the billing for the entire Wilson Elser.
Well, no one person can do it alone. So, I mean, you Definitely. Have somebody that you can count on as a right-hand person. So, as you said, it makes your job easier because, again, it's a lot to deal with.
It is.
Yeah, it's a lot of number crunching, I'm sure, making sure the bills are accurate, they get out on time, mailed on time, whichever way that you send it out, right?
Right, because we send out bills in different ways. You have Mark, who is coming up. He's a part of the e-business team. He makes sure all invoices are uploaded directly to the clients. We send out bills via emails. These bills are sent directly to the secretaries. They have the direct contact with the client, and they email them to the clients.
So you're really the first step in that long process from the time that you create the bill, the invoice, to the time that it gets to the attorneys, to the time it eventually gets to the clients.
That's correct.
Yeah, and again, as I said, so you started, you know, in the department before you became the billing manager. So you kind of worked your way into that role?
Yes, I did. That's correct.
So I guess it is safe to say that they do promote from within here, right?
That's correct. That's one of the reasons why it is a fantastic firm to work for.
So if anybody is interested in working here, they're interested, whatever the role may be, we asked this question of one of our guests earlier. Yes, you're always looking for help, whatever job that might be, what it would entail, what department it might be, you are looking for help always, right?
That's correct.
Well, if anybody wants more information, we'll give them the website information again. Very simple, www.wilsonelser.com. And if you're a potential client, you also can call them during the week anytime, 9 to 5, 9 to 7, I think, are the hours. So they're always reachable. Somebody is, whatever your questions may be. There's a whole host of services. We mentioned quite a few of them during the show as well. Well, Camille, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on your 9 years, and congratulations to all of you on winning I Love My Office.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us.
We appreciate it. Camille Brown-Murray, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's billing manager with the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to take this short break. More of I Love My Office in just a moment.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser. That's a law firm here, and this is the White Plains location. They have been around for close to 40 years as of this September, 40 years on September 19th. This office, around more than 25 years. And yes, they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host and my buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McKay, and our great engineer. We're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram, too. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. And joining me next, our next guest representing the winning office, we have Mark Schmader. And he is a compliance supervisor with the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser. Mark, you've been here 6 years now?
Yep, that's correct.
Why do you love working here? What do you love most about working here at Wilson Elser?
I have a unique experience here at Wilson Elser. I not only get to interact with senior level management in the firm, but I also get to interact with all the firm's equity partners on a day-to-day basis. With that being said, I get to learn multiple things on a daily basis. Each and every day is a new experience for me.
Well, we talked earlier to our last guest about kind of the invoicing process, how that begins. You're kind of like maybe the next step in that process in compliance. So what do you do on a daily basis? Do you work with all the locations nationwide and globally too?
Yes. I work as an intermediary in between our firm's attorneys and clients. We help deliver invoices to the clients, and any issues that we experience along the way, we help our attorneys resolve those issues to make sure that their invoices are paid.
So how is the actual delivery process done? Our last guest kind of explained she worked with a right-hand person with that, but where do you come in as compliance supervisor in that process?
I step in on the electronic billing side of things. It's a large portion of our firm's revenue is based on submitting bills electronically. We work with about 35 different billing systems. Each client utilizes a different one.
And electronics, of course, certainly a much quicker way to get those invoices out as opposed to like those paper invoices. It does save you a lot of time and effort, I'm sure, right?
Correct. We can submit it, create an invoice one day, the same day, and deliver it the same day to the client to get paid.
Electronically, we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, because with mail, it would take, what, a few days to do that?
Sure.
Depending on where you're sending it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so when did you first, when were you first interested in working here in the position that you have? Where did you come here before this?
I came here pretty much right out of college, out of grad school.
And what's your first job?
Yeah.
Yes, and you've been here now 6 years?
Correct.
Yeah, so you kind of like your college work prepared you for working in the job you have now, and now you're here 6 years later, and you continue to grow with the company or with the law firm here?
College definitely prepared me, but also coming here, the leadership and management that we have in place definitely helped me succeed and grow within this company.
Yeah, that's the key word is growth. I mean, because as we said, they do promote within, and they're always looking for help, and you were one of those candidates, I'm sure, at one time. You came here to these offices, and what was your impressions the day that you first walked in here to Wilson Elser, the first day on the job? What was that like?
At first, it was different change in environment, but the staff and attorneys were very welcoming and offered assistance any way that they could.
Yeah, they're very, very helpful, each and every one of them. It's that family atmosphere. That's the culture that they have here with Wilson.
Yeah, it's a very open office environment. There's belief in each employee. Everybody's listened to, ideas are taken in.
Yeah. And they give you encouragement every day.
Exactly. Make you feel part of the team.
Yeah. It's like it's just a wonderful feeling, Mark, to know that you can get up in the morning to go to work and love your job. I mean, because I'm sure you're spending a lot more time here than you are elsewhere, right? I mean, this is like, your second family, isn't it?
Correct.
All right. Well, if anybody wants more information, again, we'll give them the website information. It's wilsonelser.com is where they can get the information if they have any questions, maybe for you or somebody else. And somebody is reachable any day during the week, right?
Correct.
All right. Mark Schmader, compliance supervisor. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're enjoying our prizes today. We got lunch, we got flowers, we got chocolate, all kinds of good things for you.
Thank you for having me. This has been a remarkable afternoon.
Congratulations on winning. I love my office. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Schmader, ladies and gentlemen, again, he's a compliance supervisor. He's been here 6 years at the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser. And again, they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. And just a reminder, again, we're Westchester Talk Radio produced by Shark Creative. We're going to take this short break, and we'll be back with more of I Love My Office right after these messages.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser. That's a law firm that has clients all over the country and also globally as well. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and the great engineer that he is. I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And yes, this is I Love My Office, and we have some wonderful prizes here for our winners. We do this each and every week wherever we go. As we said, we have lunch from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina at White Plains. Thanks to them, as always. Mary from Oasis Day Spa, Dobbs Ferry, giving out free massages, does a great job with that. And some chocolates from Chocolations, just to name a few. So many great prizes. So, and again, our offices really enjoy having us there. And joining us here on set, our next guest, we have Yadira Alvarado, and she is a billing department supervisor here with the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser. Yadira, congratulations to all of you, and you've been here now 11 years. Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, what you do is you are the right-hand help for one of our earlier guests. We had Camille Brown-Murray, who is the billing manager here. You are the billing department supervisor. So that being said, exactly what is your role in helping her out?
Right now, we are staff, about 10, 11 of us. We help within the department. Each one of us help each other in creating the invoicing to send to the client. We work directly with the partners, their secretaries, paralegals, associates, to make sure that the time activity that's being entered in the system is being built out correctly to the clients in compliance with their guidelines.
The fact that it's being done electronically, I'm sure, makes it much easier, let's say, than the snail mail, because there's so many clients you have to deal with all over the country. I mean, you deal with clients in London as well. I mean, it's just all around here. It's not just a local job here.
That's correct. A lot of our invoicing is done electronically, but we still do paper billing.
Oh, you do?
It all depends on what the client prefers, and we serve the client.
So in other words, if a client prefers to pay a certain way, let's say by check, I mean, they would want the mail, or if it's electronically, they would do it, let's say, with a credit card, whatever they're comfortable with. Is that how that works?
Absolutely, yes. We have the compliance department is broken up within different departments, and our clients are able to make payments electronically. They could make a payment via check. We have different methods. We have wiring. Anything, again, that the client feels more comfortable with is what we're here to serve them.
Now, we won't get into collections. That's another story. But again, as I said, but you're really part of the process of getting it started, you know, going from your office to the attorneys, and then eventually it gets billed to the client. So it is a step-by-step process, but it doesn't take terribly long, but it is a process.
That's correct. We start by opening our files and opening the files by client matter number and implementing any requirements that the client prefers. Once that is implemented, it goes over to the billing department. We make sure that it's being built in the correct bill cycle. per the client's request, and then it'll move over. If it's an electronic bill, it would move over to the e-business department, which is uploading all the electronic invoices. And finally, the collections department handles the collecting of bills.
Now, we've asked this of all of our guests, so I'll ask the same question of you. What do you love most about working here in your 11 years you've been here at this office?
I love the fact that no matter what level position you in, your voice is heard, your opinions matter. You have the option to express what you think may help or may not. And having the correct people to report to, they help you guide you.
Yeah, so again, 11 years, and again, you're very happy here?
Yes, absolutely, I am.
Yes, indeed. So you've been a billing department supervisor for that whole time, right?
No, I actually started as a billing coordinator, and then I moved over to the lead billing coordinator, and now I'm a supervisor of the billing department.
All right, Yadira Alvarado, again, congratulations to all of you. Thanks for coming on with
us. Thank you so much for having us.
We appreciate it. Yadira Alvarado, ladies and gentlemen, again, billing department supervisor with Wilson Elser here at the White Plains office. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. We are produced by Shark Creative. Westchester Talk Radio is. And we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are broadcasting live from the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser, a law firm here that helps with attorneys and clients all across the country and even globally as well. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac Kane, the great engineer. And we've had a wonderful time here at Wilson Elser. So many great prizes. We'll, of course, give a shout-out to our sponsors a little bit later on. But first, our final guest for the day, we're happy to have with us the legal secretary at Wilson Elser in White Plains. Her name is Marta Castaneda. And again, she's been here 3 years. Marta, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations. Have you had a chance to enjoy some of these wonderful prizes we have for you?
Yes, I have.
Yes? Did you guys sample the lunch at all?
Oh, I will after this.
You will. Yeah, I think a lot of us will, that's for sure. Legal secretary, what do you love most about working here at the office since you've been here?
Oh, my God. The work, the people, the new experience, the new stuff that we just don't know about, and you just learn everything every day.
You are literally like kind of the nerve center of everything that goes on
indeed.
Here, right?
We handle a lot of the legal documentations, billing, marketing, you name it. I'm involved.
Yeah, so again, it's a lot of the paperwork that you do, that's really what you concentrate on most of the time, in keeping touch with everybody?
Yes. Clients, opposing counsels, you name it, everything.
So if there's a particular case that you're dealing with, you deal with all the issues with that, with the paperwork and trying to get things organized for the attorneys and
for
the clients?
Right.
The attorneys.
The attorneys, to the courthouses, to whatever parties are involved, and even internally as well.
Well, we talked earlier about all the services that you offer here. It's quite a laundry list, and I'm sure you have a hand in so many of those.
I mean,
we don't have enough time to list it, but, but again, your job is very, very demanding, but I'm sure it's also rewarding for you too, no doubt.
It is. It's a very good learning experience, and to work with so many people in different levels is incredible.
What do you find best about working with the people here? I mean, they're really encouraging. They're very approachable. We've heard it's a family atmosphere here.
It's a family atmosphere, a lot of teamwork, dedication, and it's just communication is the key here. You know, as long as we communicate and we get everything done in a timely time, you know, in a good time, we're good to go.
Yeah, if I remember, as I was checking my information here, about 160 attorneys in this area alone, 300 overall in the firm?
Correct.
Yeah, quite a bit. And again, all these cases are different. You have all sorts of things to kind of juggle on a daily basis.
Right. Yeah. We deal with primarily like premise liabilities and, like slip and fall cases or structure, that collapses or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, if anybody would like more information as we wrap up here, Marta, again, they can get to the website. It's wilsonelser.com, correct?
Yes, it is.
They can reach you or anybody if they have any questions.
Yes, they can.
All right, Marta, good to have you with us. Congratulations. Best of luck to you, and congratulations on winning I Love My Office.
Thank you for having me and the firm.
All right, thank you, Marta. Marta Castaneda, ladies and gentlemen, legal secretary, 3 years here at the White Plains offices of Wilson Elser, and they are this week's winners of I Love My Office, and that'll do it for this edition of I Love My Office for this week. We hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we did. We always do. I'm Jim Cleefield, and I would like to give a shout-out to all of our wonderful sponsors, because we could not do it without them, and they are quite a few. Just listen to some of these, if you will. And they are Grey Rock Florist, Joseph Richard Florals, thank you so much as well. Chocolations of Mamaroneck. We have Sundance Kitchen and Candida in White Plains providing the lunch. MSM Designs, the Capitol Theater in Portchester, Oasis Day Spa. We also have so much more. We have Edible of Eastchester, PM Amusements and Special Events, Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr, and of course, Shark Creative as well, all involved in this. Thank you, each and every one of you, for making this possible. And again, this has been I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, and we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, JP McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. On behalf of my entire crew, Maddie McKay, Matt Cain, the Mixmaster, great job engineering as always. Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media and Shark Creative, thank you so much. And congratulations to everybody here. And to you at home, the studio audience, the home audience, we could not do it without you as well. So until next time, this is Jim Cleefield saying so long. Enjoy.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.